And every day, like after that, I put in my head. That's when I started working even more on my feet. And I'm just like, yo, I gotta score on this guy. I gotta score on this guy again. And I worked towards that. So when I scored that goal, I lost it. I was just like, oh my gosh, I finally did it. Like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like,
so talk to me, man. Like, the beach soccer, I kind of know how you get into it in the States, right? Like, you go on a vacation on a weekend, you're like, I'm going to go play beach soccer and see what it's all about. In the Bahamas, like, what was that introduction like for you?
For me, the first time I think I seriously played beach probably was like 2015, 2016. Probably 2016. It was, I kind of came out to the men's session for the men's national team, but they were getting ready to go to Europe that summer for the World Cup, like basically a preparation for the World Cup. And I saw the guys play and I was just like, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool inside, but I didn't know if that was for me, you know? Then I was a ball boy for the 2017 World Cup qualifier. And I saw the Bahamas compete. I saw the U.S. compete. And I'm just like, whoa, like,
so I'm serious. This
is, yeah, bro. Like, this is another level. You know, I got to actually see like solid matches and stuff like that. And it was crazy. And I think that's when I really said, okay, yeah. And then the World Cup was like right after that. And yeah, that's when I officially said that, yeah, I think I want to play beach seriously. Like, this is what I want to do, you know? So I guess that's when I first started for beach.
Have you always been a goalie?
Not really. So I started playing football in general in 2015. 2015. I was 15 years old, turning 16. And I originally started off as a winger. And then one day, my coach asked me if I played another spot. I told him I played baseball. And I was just, he was just like, okay, I'm going to try you out in goal. And I started playing in goal in grass. And then I just never changed the position. I just stayed.
For those of you who haven't had the opportunity to see Mike play, you're missing out, because this man can throw a ball on a dime, but he can also, he has incredible reflexes. So like for me, like that athleticism can't be taught, you know, like that's something that I feel like you have to naturally have, and you definitely have it. So that's awesome to hear, man. I think, not going to lie, I think it is a little funny that you started as a ball boy for the national team and now you're the starting goalkeeper. So like a story to be had.
Yeah. It's humbling, you know. It's just sometimes like I'm playing and it's just like, yo, I used to be a ball boy. Like, it was actually an experience. Like, I was home and this kid, he plays for a club back home in the Bahamas. And he told me, he was telling me like how much he likes me as a player and what's not. And he told me like about his favorite moment in a game that I played. It was games, a friendly in Turks and Caicos. And I was just like, bro, how do you remember that? And he told me, yo, I was the ball boy. And when he said, I was just like, whoa.
It's full circle, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's definitely humbling, but it's personally, it's just like, yo, I came a good way, you know? And there's still so much more that I want to do and where I want to go. But I love the journey. I love the process. And I just want to keep going.
So you're telling me that we need to start implementing ball boys and ball girls here in the States, and that's how we're going to get the best players? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, they've got a front row seat of the game. If anyone's going to get influenced, it's them.
Hey, I respect that. That's a great answer. Hey, man. So talk to me a little bit about the Bahamas, like, Federation and how they support you all as a beach soccer team, right? So, like, I know that some of your players also double as grass players. Mm-hmm. And so is that, like, an extension and how the Federation supports you all? Like, they know that they're getting, you know, top players from both the grass side, then transitioning into the beach game. Like, have you all, I guess, always felt supported as a beach soccer team?
Honestly, hopefully I don't get in trouble for this, but honestly, like, there's more support for the grass than there is beach. But I think that the beach crew is just like, yo, we love the game. We put in more work. And we get way better results sometimes, you know, because I mean, like, for a sport like grass soccer, where we're competing in a conference with countries like Mexico, El Salvador, the U.S., you know, like, with a small selection of players and stuff like that, it's kind of hard for grass to grow really big in our country, you know what I mean? So we do get a lot of support a lot of times with the beach, you know, and going to the qualifiers, hosting tournaments. But there's so much more that can be done. Most definitely, there's so much more that can be done. That's all I think I can say without getting in trouble.
No, man, I think what you said, a lot of people, you know, definitely relate to that's in the beach soccer world, right? Like the mm-hmm. grass side of the game has been around far longer than beach.
Way longer.
You know, and that was another point I was going to make, man, like not to, again, talk poorly about your grass side. I just think with the CONCACAF, at least from the beach game, like you all have been successful and won games and continued to improve. And like, I just hope that that's something to be seen, you know, in the Bahamas. I mean, y'all, mm-hmm. you know, going to go up against Mexico, and we'll talk briefly about that game where y'all went up 3-0 and, you know, things, one more thing goes y'all's way. Like you're head to the semis and then moving on from there. So like, I something to be super proud of.
Yeah. It's definitely a small step forward in the direction that we need to go.
And so what would you attribute that growth to? Like, and you know, one point I wanted to bring up, y'all at one point had a great coach and Coach Escobar, who's been in the game for a while. When did you all feel like y'all started to really come together and understand the game well and know how to play tactically together?
It was definitely under Escobar. Luis Escobar, he was my first official beach coach. So when he came back in, I believe that was like late 2018, 2019, I believe. I don't remember exactly when he came, but yeah, he was my first coach. And he showed the game to me and the rest of the squad in so many ways. It's just like, yo, I would have never thought of it like that. Or like, he makes it, he gets the information from him to you so easily. And it helped us as a unit, even as being a team, not even just the sport, but as a unit, as a group. Like, it felt more of a family type of thing. And I think he noticed that, like, it's a bunch of individuals and we weren't working together as a team. And he did a really good job of pulling us all together, making all of us get out of our own way and to think about the unit, the team, the family, instead of just individuals, you know what I mean? So I can definitely say we owe a lot of that to Coach Escobar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So another thing that you mentioned there was like family, right? Like bringing mm-hmm. together and playing for each other. Like, that's going to make you a dangerous team in any sport that you're playing, right? And even more so when you understand the game. I guess from my end, and Mike, you know, I was telling you how envious I am of you in this respect, but how did you all kind of come together and continue to foster and build that community and camaraderie feel? Like this past NBSL that we saw y'all at, both your team and the women's side of your nation, like, y'all are good energy, great energy, supporting each other. Like, and not to say that a lot of teams aren't like that, but like, you know, always having a smile on your face, always supporting each other in tough times. Like, how did you all come together to kind of build those connections with one another?
Honestly, with the women as well, I feel like the women just generally are, they're just overall bubbly and happy. And I think like their togetherness is probably even just about as a little bit more than us in a way, you know, like during our game that they're over there, they're cheering us on, they're rooting us on. And it's just like, wow, they're there for us. You know, like we know they're there, and it's just like, it's even more appreciated to actually really see them, you know. But the unity as a group, I think it just comes from understanding, it's putting yourself aside and saying that, hey, you're my brother, you're my sister. I fight for you, you fight for me. It's just a general understanding and a compromise to put yourself to the side and to accept the fact that, yo, I have someone that cares about it. If they work hard, I have to work hard. One person can't do one thing and I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? And that's the whole big thing on teamwork, you know? Everyone has a role, and if we all do our role, then we'll all be happy. Whether if we win or lose, as long as we work together, I guess. Because you're not going to win every game. Sadly, you're not going to win every game. Mm-hmm. And that's just the reality of it. But if I know that my brother or my sister on the side of me put in all the effort that they can and did their role, I think I can be happy knowing that I did the same thing as well. So, yeah, as a unit, I think it's just understanding, you know. So that I hope that answers your question.
No, 100%, man. And, like, you know, this past NBSL, obviously there's moments where things don't go your way. And I think, you know, in those moments, instead of, you know, yelling at each other, you know, you kind of squash it and you're like, hey, we're back on the same page. Like, let's get back after it. Like, let's do what we got to do. And Mike, there are moments like that in every game. And I saw you particularly, man, I saw you, you know, you're looking at your guys, you're kind of, you know, telling them where you want them to be and they're chirping at you back, but then, you know, it's squashed right after y'all score another goal. And then, you know, you're out there showing everybody how to do celebrations the right way, you know? So, man, I can't help but again, like, just admire that and give you all that, because, you know, that sense of camaraderie and the ability to come together in the good and the bad times of the game. Cause there are many ups and downs in beach soccer, man. And you know that for sure. So we talked a little bit about your start. I'm interested to kind of go back to that a little bit and, mm-hmm. and kind of talk about what have been some of your favorite moments, you know, playing for your nation, representing your country. And you know, I know personally, I've seen you ball and I've seen some goals that you've had at a high level. I've seen the saves that you made, but I'm interested to hear like what you personally have been like, dang, like that was my play. Like that was me.
Okay, what's a big moment? A personal big moment for me, I think, was scoring against Trinidad and Tobago at the World Beach Game qualifiers back in 2019 in El Salvador. Basically, Jabari Gray, he played in Toronto FC at the NBSL that just went by, and he also he plays for the Trinidad national team. And we kind of have a little rivalry in between us. And in this game, I said to myself, like, yo, I really want to score against this guy. Because, like, there was this tournament back in 2017 called the Commonwealth Youth Games. And we had to play Trinidad and Tobago. This was under 18. We had to play them basically to get into the final. The winner of this game got into the final. And he made this crazy save, like, penalty save. And it caused us to lose that match. And every day, like after that, I put in my head, that's when I started working even more on my feet. And I'm just like, yo, I got to score on this guy. I got to score on this guy again. And I worked towards that. So when I scored that goal, I lost it. I was just like, oh my gosh, I finally did it. Like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I could have just ended beach right there. And I was happy, you know, because I worked so hard for it. So, and that was probably one of my better goals. But yeah, there's another few moments that I have that aren't like documented, but that definitely is up there that I can remember off the top of my head.
And man, like I think that's the beauty of beach soccer, right? Like in moments like that, for, you know, sometimes you need to be able to have a goalie that will do something with their feet so the other team respects them as like a fifth player. Mm-hmm. And you're definitely that whenever, like, I remember when we played y'all in one of the individual NBSLs, and you were the goalie for the Navy team when we were playing in the final.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was no way we couldn't not press you, because if we didn't press you, you were shooting.
Yeah.
And whether or not y'all had the wind or not, like, dangerous, right? Like, it's just dangerous. So especially instilling like this new 4-second rule, like, you're still dangerous, as well as like you're able to move the ball and pass the ball around. So, you know, I think that's something that, you know, whether or not it took you a while to master, like, it's obvious that you put in the work in that front. And for me, and maybe even the listeners, like, from a goalkeeper standpoint, like, any aspiring goalkeepers, what kind of tips or, like, you know, motivation can you kind of shed some light on that maybe helped you get to the position that you're at?
Okay, so first thing is watching. In any craft, anything that you do, you need to do a lot of listening or watching in that field. So to track back a little bit, when I talked about what also got me into playing beach, Chris Toth, national team goalkeeper for the U.S., he was one of the first goalkeepers I saw play with their feet. And in the game against Panama, he had a hat trick. And I'm just like, whoa, they lost that game. It was unfortunate. But for me, that game still is clear as day in my mind. And When I think of the way how I want to play with my feet, I watch him, and I watch Mr. Hosseini from Iran. He just retired this year, actually. And I try to build my style off of certain players, but I watch a bunch of goalkeepers. I watch Russia's goalkeeper. I watch Switzerland's goalkeeper. And I just, even before I even get to the pitch and I try to work it out, I just watch. I see their tendencies. I see the things that they do, the rhythms that they have when they receive the ball, the way that they communicate before they receive the ball, all of that stuff. So before you even get into working on it, I think you need to put in your mind what you're going after. You know what I mean? And that's not just goalkeeping or anything. That's anything that you do in life. You have to understand what you're going after. Then training-wise, putting yourself in, setting goals for yourself, saying that, okay, today I want to be able to, let's say, play a pass in the air with maximum four touches. I take four touches and I want to play it and I want to keep it in the air and I move like that. Or if I want to work on shooting, I'd say, okay, I want to put, if I take 10 shots, I want to put at least about six of those shots on target or something like that, you know, like set a standard for yourself and just go from there. And as you get better and you hit those standards and those goals, make it harder, get better, go harder, get better. And over time, you won't even realize you're even beyond what you even thought you were even going after, you know what I mean? So yeah, those are my tips. That's kind of what I'm still doing right now, because like it's a lot.
You always need to stay hungry, man, right? Like you always want to continue to raise the bar.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
So, and from a team standpoint, and we'll get into your individual aspirations in a second, but as a team, you know, I can't help but think that y'all definitely have goals as a team. So can you provide a little bit of insight on what the team's looking for in the future?
Most definitely to go to the World Cup, to qualify for the World Cup. That's our biggest goal. In the last two qualifiers, we came short, we lost in the quarterfinals, and it was even a bigger blow in the most recent one, you know, losing to Mexico in extra time, 5-4. But right now, our biggest thing as a unit is definitely to qualify for the World Cup.
I'm telling you this right now, man. The goal celebrations are needed at the World Cup, man. Y'all would definitely bring up the vibe, which is very necessary.
Most definitely. I think so, we would.
And then individually, Michael, you know, you've had the opportunity to come play in the States. You know, you've won accolades here in the States. And, you know, I know you're a humble guy. I know that to be true. But just interested to hear maybe a little bit about you personally. What goals do you have for yourself?
Personally, to play beach at a whole other level, you know, to play professionally. I want to play in the European circuit. I'm going to be able to go into Russia, Spain, any league. I want to be capable and qualified enough to where if someone says, hey, we need you to play, I can pick up and play, you know, that's what I want to do. I just want to be at a high level for myself, just to know that, hey, I did this. Like I worked hard for this, you know, and I got help from other people, but I know that I put in the time, I put in the work, I put in the effort, and, you know, and I deserve it. But I just got to put in my hours until it's my time, you know?
Hey, man, I mean, low key, that's why I had you come on the podcast, so you could manifest that right now. And then, you know, you're going to be all good to go. Come your time. Hey, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Talking a little bit about, you know, the Bahamas, the team, the individual goals. On the women's side, you know, again, y'all are coming in with a women's team who's very bubbly, supportive. But obviously they have, you know, the drive themselves to want to continue to play and continue to grow on their side of the game as well. Mm-hmm. Do you all generally, you know, practice together and have the opportunity to help improve together? Like, how does that look for y'all?
All right. So recently, like before the trip, maybe the last week or two, we started training, not together, but we started helping them a lot. So like, usually they would train at their own time and we would train after, sure. You know, but as of recent, like their head coach, Coach Daria Adelie, she is allowing us to train with them and to share the knowledge that we have with them, because a lot of the women on the team are young and a lot of them have probably never ever played beach until probably just weeks, months before this tournament. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
wow.
So for a lot of them, this was completely new. Yeah. Some of them play for the national team for grass as well. So, but majority of that team has probably never seriously played beach, like ever. So we try to help, even when we're training, we try to help in like any form of way possible. You know what I mean? I feel like they have the drive for it and they just need the time, you know, nothing happens overnight. So I think it once a little bit of time, a few more tournaments, more serious trainings, they'll get it eventually, because a lot of the players are still balancing between playing for their clubs and still playing beach.
Where I kind of want to end off for you, Mike, you know, having a unique kind of perspective on beach soccer in the States, if you don't mind shedding some light on what, how your experiences have been in the U.S. when it comes to playing beach soccer here, and kind of where you see us as like a beach soccer nation.
Oh, I love it. It's like, it's a different vibe. It's almost the same vibe a little bit back home, but it's different. It's almost the same, but it's just like I come over here and I played in a tournament back in July, the individual NBSL. And it's just like I see the drive from all the players. Like I see everybody who's there wants to be there. You know, they're not just here just to lollygagging and joke about. Like they're here to play ball and they want to help the sport grow. And as a nation, I think this, it's growing. Like every year, as I keep up with a lot of you guys' stuff, it's just like, yo, these guys are really taking their sport serious. Like it, there's more tournaments happening. It's more clubs making, you know, like it's just going up and going up and going up. And at the rate you guys going up, like you guys can be almost something like what Portugal is in beach or like what Spain is in beach at the rate you guys are going at. So I love it over here. Hence why I'm still over here training now. You know what I mean? Like it's a really good environment and vibe over here.
Mike, man, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to talk with me, man. I know you're getting after with training and I'm glad that you got to stay over there and enjoy it a little bit more. I'd be lying to say if I hadn't from the jump thought that Bahamas was going to give FBS a run for the money in the final, but you know, things played out the way they played out. Y'all went 1-1 and those games were incredible to watch. So, hey man, I just again want to show you all a lot of love because I know from the beach soccer community, at least in the States, like nothing but love for y'all to be able to come out and play and again, really just elevate our tournaments and bring the competition, bring the good vibes, the good energy, like, and y'all are so appreciated. And so thank you again, man, for taking the time. I'm stoked to have met you and, you know, continue to catch up with you whenever I see you.
No problem, bro. Thank you for having me. This was an honor and a pleasure to do, bro. And most definitely we'll be back to another tournament. Hopefully to hold the trophy next time.
Hey, so when you're also, you know, when you're at the World Cup and then when you're also playing in Europe, I expect like an autograph or like a nice side jersey or something, man. So, you know, just hold me to that.
I don't think it'll work much, bro. I don't think it'll be
worth much. Hey, it will be priceless. It will be priceless. No
nice. That's no problem, bro.
All right. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you, man, again, and we'll definitely connect.
Yeah, bro, no problem. Most definitely.